You're watching Texans All Access 2015 Draft, presented by Fuddruckers.
Glad you're back with us on the show. And for the first time in decades, the NFL Draft was not in New York City. They held things in Chicago, like you saw. And on the third day of the draft, they sent it out closer to home. So the Houston Texans were doing some picks at the Houston Texans Grill.
Well, we're here at the Texans Grill. It's an appreciation for all the people that volunteered today, and it's cool that they set up this nice thing for us to, you know, watch the draft as well.
Well, I saw it on a website about the volunteer opportunity, and it just seemed like a really fun thing to do, and you're actually doing something good for people. I'd always plan on coming here after. I didn't plan on winning anything, and I actually won two things, so it's my lucky day today.
Hi, I'm Mark Vandermeer, voice of the Houston Texans. And we are live from Houston Texans Grill to announce our next pick in the 2015 NFL Draft. The Houston Texans would like to welcome Texans fan Donovan Graffio.
With the 39th pick in the fifth round, number 175 overall, the Houston Texans select Keith Mumphrey, wide receiver from Michigan State University.
You know, throughout the franchise's history, you can go down the line and talk about great picks that have come in rounds 4 through 7. Those were the picks on Saturday, and Mark Vandermeer and John Harris discussed what the Texans did.
All right, Johnny, a productive day 3 for the Houston Texans. Keith Mumphrey, the wide receiver from Michigan State, what does he bring to the table?
Well, first of all, let's talk about special teams, because I think that's where he's going to have to fall in line. Every one of these guys we're about to talk about has got to contribute on special teams, with the exception of one, but we understand that's why. But Mumphrey, I think, is a competitive guy, big guy. 5'11", 215, stocky, competitive. Love the fact that he can contribute on all core 4 special teams.
Rashad Clyatt, the outside linebacker, or is he a safety? What is he?
I don't know exactly what he is, but he's an athlete. He's got 33¾-inch arms, which he looks like Plastic Man out there, and he runs a 4.4 in the 40. So you know he's going to participate in special teams as well. But if you get a little bit of something from him off the edge, this guy loves playing football. He's from Thomasville, Georgia. They breed football players down there, and Clyde is one of those guys.
Then Christian Covington becomes the first Rice player since James Casey to declare early. Here he is, a Houston Texan.
I love this. I had a chance to talk to him at Pro Day, and he really wanted to be in Houston, even though he is Canadian. Came down to Rice to play his college ball, got injured in 2014, and that really hurt his stock. But at Pro Day, I thought he had a really good workout and got a chance to work out with the Texans coaches privately, and that really, I think, put it over the top. I'm glad to see him here, and I think he fits that 3-4 defensive end spot they're looking for.
And his dad is in the CFL Hall of Fame. You know, I love that. All right, Kenny Hilliard from LSU. They go back into the LSU trough.
The Hammer. When Kenny Hilliard came in the game in the AdvoCare Texas kickoff against Wisconsin, they were down a couple touchdowns, and they turned around and handed to 27, and he carried them the rest of the way. This guy is a downhill power runner. That's it. Pure and simple. He told us he's a complete runner. I don't care what he is. He's power. Pure power that in your 4-minute offense, you want a guy to handle the rock and put defenses on notice. That's what Kenny Hilliard is.
This is the man, John Harris. 17 hours of radio coverage for Texans Radio on the draft this weekend.
We keep rolling along here on the show, and after the break, we got to get to the Brain Trust. Rick Smith and Bill O'Brien in an exclusive one-on-one interview. Don't go anywhere. We will return.